Okay, we are in Drush HaSharan, in Drush HaShvi'i. We are on in the Mosad Rav Kook's on page Resh Nun Beis. So we're continuing in explaining a Gemara in Chagiga. And he says, V'amru on, Chazal say further, Ba'alei Asufos, those who sit in groups, Eilo Tamid HaChachamim, Shiyoshvin, Asufos, Asufos, V'oskim B'Torah. That refers to Tamid HaChachamim who sit in groups and study Torah. Halalo Metamin V'alalo Metarin. Some of the Tamidei Chachamim learning whatever halacha they're learning say it's Tamei, others say it's Tahar. Halalo Poslim, halalo Machshirim, some say it's Pasul, some say it's Kasher, the same halacha they're learning. Halalo Osrin, halalo Matirin, some of the rabbis will say it's Asr, some will say it's Mutter. Shema Tomer, maybe you'll say, Hol, halalo Metamin, halalo Matarin, since there are so many different opinions and they don't agree. Heachani lomi Torah Meata. So you'll say, maybe, how am I supposed to learn Torah now? In other words, I don't know who's right. Tamalomer nitnu miroa echad. So the Torah teaches you, no, they're all given from Hashem. Kulam parnes echad amran. They're all one person, one leader gave it to them. Epi adon kolamasim baruch hu, all from Hashem. Shenamar vayidaber elokim es kol advar me'ela leimor. Hashem said all these things, saying. So darshu milas kolosach hazai made a drasha from the fact that it says Hashem said all of these things. Lomer shayafilo divri mishlo hisiga emes, that he said even Hashem said over to Moshe, even people that were did not get the correct pshat, Hashem said over what they said. So in other words, when you hear different rabbis arguing, some say the halacha is it's usr, some say it's mutter. So the Gemara is telling you that all of them, all of those different opinions were given over to Moshe, and even the ones that were not correct, because if there's two opinions, only one of them are correct, but it doesn't matter, both opinions were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. So v'zein in tzarchian. So the Ran says this needs some thought. What this is all supposed to mean? Eich nomer sh'shtei kitos hamachlokes namru leMoshe m'piagvura. How could we say that both arguing opinions and groups were set over to Moshe? Hine shamei v'hillel nechleku. Shamei and Hillel argue. He's going to give an example. There's a machlokes shamei and Hillel. Shamei omer mikav chala v'hillel omer mikabayim chala. Shamei says you take chala from a kav, and Hillel says two kavs. So one of them is right and one of them is wrong. How much challah do you need to be mafresh challah? Says a machlokas. So one says one kav, one says two kavs. Okay, they can't both be right. So one is das amiti, one is correct. V'asheni afcha, one is the opposite. In other words, incorrect. How could you say Hashem said over to Moshe things that weren't true? Hashem said over to Moshe Torah that's not true. How could that be? And only one of them could be true. It's only one correct halacha, says the Ran. Avalein in kachus. The Ran says this is the answer. Shekvar you do it. It's known. Shekol Torah shebichsav ubal pen nimitzvah Moshe. All the Torah, whether it's written or whether it's oral, it was all given to Moshe. Moshe Amr beGemara Megillah, like the Gemara in Megillah says. Amr beChia. Rabbi Chia says. By the Gemara in Yud Tesamid Beis. Amr beChia Baraba. Amr beYochanan. May dechsev alem kachol advarim. Melamed sherei vaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe diktukei Torah vidiktukei sofer. That Hashem showed Moshe the things, the diktukei Torah and diktukei sofer, things that would be learned out in the Torah, things that the Chachamim would invent, umasha sofer masidin lechadish, and what the Chachamim would invent on their own, what they would be medactic from the Torah, what they would invent on their own, umayninu mikra megillah, what's a mitzvah that they invented on their own, mikra megillah. So the Ran says diktukei sofer. What does this mean? That Hashem showed Moshe the diktukei sofer. So the Ran says that specifically refers to hema machlokes v'chiluke asfar shemin chachmi yisrael. This refers to the machlokesim, the disagreements about what the halacha is in Torah between the chachmi yisrael, between the different rabbis, all the rabbis, the Jewish people. V'kulam lamdam Moshe m'piagvura. So Moshe learned these different opinions about certain halachas from Hashem, below hachra, kol machlokes and machlokes beprat, not necessarily with Hashem telling him which is the right approach, just giving him different ones. But Hashem just told Moshe, here's the rule that people should know what the truth is as far as the Torah is concerned. That's what it says, go with the majority. So there are certain halachas that were not given over, or certain Torah that was not given over, just given over different opinions without Hashem saying this is correct. And the only way to know what's correct is Hashem just said, go with the majority. So too, the mitzvah to follow the Chachamim, whatever the Chachamim say. That's another pasuk, to always follow the Chachamim. When there were so many disagreements between the Chachamim, if there was one against many, the halacha would follow the majority. And if there was no clear majority, so they would go with whatever the Chacham of that generation thought was the correct thing to do. Shekvar nimser lehem achra, because the Torah gave over the power to paskin halacha to humans. Ka'omro, like it says, abasa lekohanim alavim elashafeta sheyia b'yamim ahim, you should come to the Kohen or the Levi or the judge that is in your days. V'chein lo sasr, and so too it says, do not go away from what the rabbis of your time say. V'yishanasim reshus l'chachmi adoras l'achriya b'machlor kizachachamim. So the Torah gave permission and authority, really, for the Chachamim to decide how to paskin Ashayla, how to decide what to do, kvi anir lehem, based on how they see it, based on how they call it. Even if the people that they're being machriya between, if there's a big machokis between people who are much greater than them, they still have the right to decide what to do, to go with the majority, however they decide how to paskim. And we're supposed to follow what the Chachamim say, whether they're right or not. The Torah gave them, in other words, whether even in Shamayim, one of them happens to be right and happens to be wrong, it doesn't matter. Hashem told us to follow the Chachamim, let's say, certainly in the Chachamim, in the Lishkas HaGavazis, in the Beis HaMikdash, when there's a real Sanhedrin, certainly we must follow them. That's what Lo Sasser is about. We have to follow what they paskin, whether they happen to be right or not. The Torah gave them, the Chachamim, the ability to decide what the halacha is, and that ends up being what the halacha actually is. So in other words, it's not that any side, it's true only one side is right, but there's right in Shemayim, and then there's right for what we do. And we just go with what the Chazal decide. This is the famous story of Rabbi Elazar HaGadol and his machlokis with the Chachamim. So there's a famous story where Rabbi Elazar had a machlokis with the other Chachamim in his generation, called Tanur Shel Achnoi. That's a famous story over there. And he said, if I'm right, let the river flow backwards. And the river flew backwards. And he asked for all kinds of proofs, from miraculous proofs that he was right. And they all happened. And then he said, if I'm right, let Shemayim say I'm right. And a baskel came out from heaven and said, what do you want from Rabbi Elazar? He's right. And all the Chachamim said, we don't care. The Torah says, lo b'shamayim. The Torah says, don't follow what you hear in Shemayim. Follow what you guys decide. So that's the same thing that he just said. So that's what he's going to quote now. So this is the story. This is the explanation of that story with Rabbi Elazar HaGadol and his machlokas with the Chachamim. And it says there in Bava Metzia, Amri Bishua al Raglov. Rabbi Bishua got up on his legs and said, v'amar lo b'shamayim. It says that the Torah is not in heavens. My lo b'shamayim. What does that mean? Kvar nitna the Moshe l'arsina mekasev ba'acharei rabim lahatos. Already, Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe and said, go with the majority. And the majority do not agree with you, Rav Elazar, so we don't care if in Shemayim they said we're wrong. We paskin, we're right. And that's what the Torah says to do. So the Ran says, Hinei ra'u kulim shereb Elazar maskim al emes yosher mehem. So the way the Ran understands this Gemara is it's not that the Baskel was tricking them like might have sounded from the Gemara. The Baskel was really saying what Hashem thought. So then that means everyone knows Rav Elazar is actually right. And Ran further says that these miracles that were done, they were real, they were true. And in Shemayim they said, we passed Rav Elazar is 100% right, you guys are all wrong. And even so, they passed in halacha l'maisa, not like that, the Chachamim did. Since the rabbis in this world, it seems to them it's tamei, even though they knew they were clearly wrong, but they didn't understand how, but even though they knew they were wrong, they didn't want to say it's tahar. They would have been doing an avera if they would have said it's tahar. Because to the way they think, it should be tamei. Because paskening is given over to the people in this world. The way the Chachamim say, that's what Hashem means. That's what Hashem wants you to do. So we're supposed to follow the Chachamim, even if they know that they're not correct. They themselves will know that the Torah says that we have the right to paskin, and therefore that becomes what the halacha truly is. Even though Hashem will say a different way, Hashem wants us to paskin based on what we say down here. And that's what the Gemara actually says, that they saw Eliyahu, and he says, what's Eliyahu doing? And he says he's happy that Nitzchuni Bana, he's happy that the Beis Din made the right decision of going with what they said instead of what the Baskal said. Okay, pretty amazing stuff. And then it continues. This also explains a very interesting Gemara in Asorchas Apolim. Bin Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, by the story of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. It's in Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Amud Aleph. It says there, Yosef Agirda did the Kliva Kagaris. He was sitting on a branch of a dekel tree, a date palm tree, and he was learning. Shama dekam miflagi b'mesifta derikia. So he heard that there was a machlokus in the yeshiva in Shemayim. Sifta Derikia is the yeshiva in Shemayim. He could hear, because he was on obviously a very high spiritual level, he could hear that there was a machlokus going on in Shemayim. And the machlokus was as follows. In Maharis Kodemis L'Seir Lava and Tame. So if a person gets Taras and they get the white patch and then they see the two white hairs, they're Tame with Taras. Say Alavan Kodem L'Baharis Tar. If they see the white hairs and then comes the white splotch on their skin, it's Tahar, because the splotch has to come first. Safik, what if you don't know? What should the halacha be, Safik, if you don't know which came first, the white hairs or the splotch on the skin? What should you do? Listen to this. If you've never heard this Gemara before, hold on to your seats. You ready for this? Here's the two opinions. If it's a Safik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tahar. You like that? Hashem says it's Tahar. When Mesifta Derikia and the Yeshiva and Shemayim disagreed with Hashem, and they said Amri Tameh, and they said it's Tameh. He says the Machlokas, Hashem, and the Mesifta Derikia, it's almost comical to say, and the Mesifta Derikia, they say it's Tamei. The Yeshiva Shamayla said it's Tamei, and Hashem said it's Tahar. Amish, they said Manuchach. They said, who's going to decide? Right? This, who's going to decide? Hashem is right or the Yeshiva Shamayla is right? Nochach, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, to Yachid Baalos. They said, the one who's going to paskin is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, who is still alive, because he knows Ohalos very well. Okay? Lav Yamatzi Malach Mavis Lemikri Le, Midlo Havishasik Pumim Megirsos. The Gemara goes on to say that the Malach Mavis couldn't kill Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, because he never stopped learning. Azel Idmi Le Lagundin the Parshi. So then he appeared to Rabbi Bar Nachmeni like he was from the soldiers, and that they were going to go get him. Okay. Amri Tenach Nafshi Dahu Gavrav Leith Maser Biyadu the Machusa. So he said to himself he'd rather die than be captured by the government, and who knows what happened. So Ishtik, so he stopped for a second, Benoach Nafshe, and he died. Gavinaich Nafshe, when he was about to die, Amri Tahar Tahar. He said, the halacha, when what they're arguing about in Shemayim, is that it's Tahar. Yatza Baskal, Amra Baskal came out and say, Ashrecha Rabba Bar Nachmeni, fortunate are you, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Shekuvcha Tahar, that your body is pure, V'yatzasa Nishmascha Batara, and your soul went out with you saying the word pure. That's the story. So now the Ran says, V'yesh Kan She'elo Satsumas, there are many huge questions here. Hachas, number one, what on earth were people in Yeshiva Shemayla doing talking about Taras? There's no Taras in Shemayim. Why are they talking about Halach Lamaisa that's relevant to human beings that are alive? Secondly, since they understood that Hashem held it was Tar, how did they decide that it's Tameh? That they needed to go see what Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said. Hashem said it's Tar. How could they say it's Tameh? So, Beperik Elosh Dei HaShailas, and the answer to these two questions, Nefarish Binyan Haggadah, we'll explain what this Haggadah, this Haggadah is about to explain to you. Davar Bar, you have to understand the Muskim, it's clear. Shaf al Pisha Nefesh in a guf. So he wants to explain to you. Even though everyone knows, your neshama, your nefesh, is not your body, v'lo koach b'guf, it's not any part of your body, it's not part of your brain, it's not anything connected to your body, the neshama. Af al Pichain, even so, mitzad is an important thing, mitzad shesh shachna b'guf, by the fact that your soul hung out in your body for however many years it does, it's tayrim ideas kashmius, it gets a little connected to physicality. That it has to be that when it dies, it doesn't super completely get away from physicality. It still stays a little bit connected to physicality. And it comes from this that Gan Eden, when we're talking about Gan Eden, that Gan Eden is in the lower world. Now this is a whole big discussion. If you're ever interested in fully getting it, you should see Shaar HaGmul. A very, very, very long discussion about is Gan Eden physical? Where is it? Is it Olam HaTachton Elyon? All the details of this we're not going to get into right now. But he's saying it's in the lower world and not the upper worlds. Nefisha hetek haktzavos yikshe ki'im bahadraga. Because going to extremes is difficult. Rather, we go in stages. B'yos b'rishona shchunasa b'makam gashmi levad. Since the soul was stuck in a physical world for so long, it doesn't go straight to the most spiritual realm. It goes to Gan Eden, which, Adam and Chava, right, Pasha Pshat lived in a physical place called Gan Eden, but it's somewhat spiritual, somewhat physical. So the Neshamos hang out in this Gan Eden, this middle level place, for some time. So just like Eretz Yisrael is on a higher level than the rest of the world, so Gan Eden is on a higher level than the whole planet. So it's a much more spiritual existence, but it's not quite not physical. And that's where the souls have to hang out for X amount of time, however much time that is, a year or longer, whatever it is. The souls hang out there for a while. The point is that the soul, it gets somewhat physical by staying in this world. So when the soul hangs out in Olam HaTachton, in this world, so it's always by where its body was, by the place where it's buried. Like when Shmuel wanted to know something, he wanted to find, he wanted to speak to his father, so he went to the basic verse and said, "I'm looking for my father." Because the souls hang out by their bodies. Or Inu Gamkin, Shalakavan Azulo, cover Yaakov as Rachel buried Yisrael. The famous story, everyone knows that Yaakov did not bury Rachel in Israel, Afa Pisha Yakar of Misham, even though it was close. Kadesha Kasher Yavru Yisrael, Derech Sham Tishanan Aleim, so that when the Jewish people would pass by it, she would daven for them. Kamosh Amr Vani Bevoimi Badan Mesalai Rachel Beretz Canaan Bederech, but that when I was coming, that Rachel died on the road. So this is Yaakov Avinu giving excuses why he buried her there, but the real reason was because he wanted her to daven for the Jewish people when they passed by. And in truth, the fact that Yaakov buried Rachel in Chutzlaretz. He's calling it Chutzlaretz, Kadesh Tiyam Avak Elbana, so that she should cry for her children. So that's a Remez Chazak, the point we need from this here. It says, a Remez Chazak, Layos Mishkan Anef, Shvite Kusa, Bamaka Magov, Yosem Mishar Makoma, Sa'olam Atachton. The main point here that we see is that the fact that she's buried there means that her soul hangs out there. So you see that from the story of wherever Rachel was buried, it was so that the Jews would pass by it and she would daven for the Jewish people. So that was that. It must be that her soul is where her body is. That's all because it hung out with the guf for all those years. So it has some aspects of physicality still connected to it. So it's not so crazy that the soul should be discussing halachas that have physical forms, like tzaras. Also, it makes sense that spiritual things who get a shefa from Hashem, so it makes sense they should be all day long involved in Torah, in Divrei Chachma. That's why we always refer to the Mesifta of Rekia, because in Shemayim, Mesifta of Rekia means the yeshiva in Shemayim, because they're always learning in Shemayim. Chazal also say that Talmidei Chachamim have no rest from learning Torah, not in this world and not in the next world, because that's all you do in the next world. And since that is true, it is not surprising at all that the neshamos are learning Torah that has to do with, even though it's physical, still it's part of Divrei Chachma, so it makes sense that they were learning about Nagayim. Anyway, we're going to have to stop here, and we will, Mr. Hashem, continue next time.